وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيك حضرة مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and his blessings on you. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International. Today we'll be discussing the rewards for offering Salah in Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A single Salah in this Masjid of mine is better than 1,000 Salahs in the Masjids except al-Masjid al-Haram." Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A single salah in this masjid of mine is better than thousand salahs in other masjids except al-masjid al-haram. A single salah in masjid al-haram is better than 100,000 salahs in this masjid." Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A single salah in this masjid of mine is better than 1,000 salahs in other masjids except al-Masjid al-Haram. A single salah in Masjid al-Haram is better than 100,000 salahs." Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A single salah in this masjid of mine is better than 1,000 salahs in other masjids except al-Masjid al-Haram. A Jummah salat in this masjid of mine is better than 1,000 Jummah salats in other masjids except al-Masjid al-Haram. Spending the month of Ramadan in this masjid of mine is better than 1,000 months of Ramadan in other masjids except al-Masjid al-Haram." Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The superiority of salah in al-Masjid al-Haram over other masjids is by 100,000, in my masjid by 1,000, and the masjid of Baitul Maqdis by 500. Ibn Khuzayma rahmatullah alayhi narrates the above as follows: "A single salah in Masjid al-Haram is superior to salah in other masjids by 100,000 salahs. A single salah in this masjid of Medina Munawwara is superior to salah in other masjids by 1,000 salahs. A single salah in the masjid of Baitul Maqdis is superior to salah in other masjids by 500 salahs." Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever offers 40 salahs in my masjid without missing a single salah shall have security from the hellfire and security from punishment recorded in his favor, and he will be secure from hypocrisy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his infinite grace and mercy, give us the tawfiq of performing salat in these holy places and to at least read 40 salahs in the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." The reward for offering salah in Baitul Maqdis. The hadith of Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala was related already. "And a single salah in the masjid of Baitul Maqdis is superior to salah in other masjids by 500 salahs." Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Sulaiman ibn Dawood alayhi salam completed the building of Baitul Maqdis. He asked Allah Ta'ala for judgment that coincides with his judgment, a kingdom that is not given to anyone after him, and that every person who comes to this masjid for the sole purpose of salah should leave it without any sins, like the day his mother gave birth to him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam's first two supplications were accepted, and I hope that this third supplication is also accepted. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the salah which a person offers in his house shall merit the reward of one salah. The salah which he offers in his local masjid shall merit the reward of 25 salahs. The salat which he offers in a Jummah masjid shall merit the reward of 500 salahs. The salah which he offers in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa shall merit the reward of 50,000 salahs. The salah which he offers in my masjid shall merit the reward of 50,000 salahs. The salah which he offers in Masjid Al-Haram shall merit the reward of 100,000 salahs. We should be positive and accept the statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity of acquiring this reward. Now we discuss the reward of offering salah in Masjid Quba. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he attended a funeral in Al-Aswat, in the residence of Sa'ad ibn Ubada radiallahu ta'ala. He then went walking towards the area of Bani Amr ibn Auf via the field of Harith ibn al-Khazraj. On his way, someone asked him, where are you going to, O Abu Abdurrahman? He replied, I'm going to this masjid in the area of Bani Amr ibn Auf, because I certainly heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, whoever offers salat in it shall receive a reward equal to one umrah. Usayd ibn Zuhair al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a salah in Masjid Quba is equivalent to an umrah. Sahal ibn Hanif radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever purifies himself at home and then goes to Masjid Quba and offers salah therein shall receive the reward of an umrah. At-Tabarani rahmatullah alayhi also narrates the above, but with the following words, whoever performs a complete wudu, enters Masjid Quba and offers four rakats of salah therein shall receive the reward equivalent to freeing a slave. Amr ibn Sa'd and Aisha bint Sa'd both narrate that they heard their father, Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, saying, I prefer offering salah in Masjid Quba than in the Masjid of Baytul Maqdis, the reward for a woman offering salat in a home. Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the woman's salah in her home is better than her salah in her room. Her salah in her room is better than her salah in her house. Her salah in her house better than her salah outside her house. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not stop your women from the masjids, but the houses are best for them. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the woman is an aura, something that is covered, concealed and protected. When she leaves her home, shaitan peeks at her. The closest she is with Allah is when she is in the depths of her house. Salama radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the best masjids for the women are the depths of their homes. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most beloved salah of a woman in the sight of Allah is the salah that is offered in the darkest places of a house. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the salah of a woman in her house is better than her salah in her room. Her salah in her bedchamber is better than her salah in her house. The meaning of this is that the more a woman conceals herself and the furthest away she is from the eyes of the people, the better it is for her salah. Her salah in her bedchamber inside the house is better than her salah in her house. Her salah in the house is better than her salah in any room of the house. Her salah in a room is better than her salah in the house outside the room. Her salah in the house is better than her salah in the masjid. Ibn Khuzaymah radiallahu ta'ala and a group of ulama clearly states that her salah in a house is superior to her salah in a masjid, even if it is the masjid of Makkah, Medina, or Baytul Maqdis. That is why you will find that the ulama kiram, will try and encourage the women to read namaz within their dwellings in Makkah Mukarramah, in Medina Munawwara, in light of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umm Humayd radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Abu Humayd al-Sa'idi, narrates that she came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah, I love to offer salah with you. He replied, I know that you love offering salah with me, but your salah in your house is better than your salah in your room. Your salah in your home is better than your salah in your house. Your salah in your house is better than your salah in the local masjid. And your salah in your local masjid is better than your salah in my masjid. The narrator says she ordered that a masjid be built for her in the deepest place of her house or in the darkest place of her house. She continued offering salah there till she met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dimyati rahmatullah alayhi says, in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the women used to go out for the salah, they would dress in simple and humble clothes, fully covered, and would not be recognized in the darkness. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to complete the salah, he would order the men to remain in their places till the women turn and leave. Despite all this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, their salah in their homes is better for them. Now what do you have to say about those women who came out of their homes, having beautified themselves, having perfumed themselves, displaying themselves, and wearing their most beautiful clothing? Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, had the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam known what new trends the women would set after him, he would have certainly stopped them from going to the masjid. This is her statement with regard to Sahabiyat and women of the first era of Islam. What do you think she would have said had she seen the women of our time? And Sheikh Dimyati rahmatullah is speaking about his era, and that was at the period of 705 years after Hijri. What would Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha have to say if she were to see the women of our times? We're talking of this century, this particular period of time. At-Tabarani rahmatullahi relates from Abu Amr al-Shaybani that he saw Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu removing the women from the masjid on Friday and saying to them, go to your houses. Your houses are best for you and Allah knows best. And regarding this, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein has given quite important details, you know, that in our era, why the women should not be coming to the masjid. Hafizahullah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us benefit greatly from the teachings of our Honorable Mufti Sahib. Ameen. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.